In just a few short years, the town of Normal has created several new landmark spaces in Uptown, starting with the Normal Theater and the Children's Discovery Museum, and Uptown Circle, too. But how do you make Uptown greater than the sum of its parts? That's the job in front of Beth Wissman, the new director of the Normal Cultural Arts Department and Children's Museum. Wissman is a former radio broadcaster who previously ran the McLean County Museum of History. She tells GLT's Ryan Denham that they're working on a more holistic approach to cultural arts in Uptown.
It is an exciting time. I'm trying my best to catch up on things that have changed since the last time I visited myself, getting to know the staff, getting to know the board, getting to know the rest of the departments within the town, and really just immersing myself in the Children's Discovery Museum, the Normal Theater, and the whole Uptown. It's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it is a lot. You oversee the Town of Normal's Cultural Arts Department. So that is the Children's Discovery Museum. That's the Normal Theater. That's a lot of things. So where are you spending most of your time and your attention so far after the first 38 days in the job?
Besides just getting to know staff throughout the department and throughout the town, most of the energy right now is figuring out my day-to-day and how I can split my attention to those things you just listed. A lot of it, I would say 70% of it, is the Children's Discovery Museum and the foundation that raises money for the exhibits inside the museum. And the rest are Normal Theater and Uptown events and activities. And the upside of that is the staff that we have is pretty amazing, so that equation makes sense. We couldn't do it without people like Adam Fox, for instance, who's doing a great job at the Normal Theater.
What are some of the goals that that the new city manager, Pam Reese, and the Normal Town Council have given you and tasked you with when it comes to running the museum and cultural arts in general?
Well, you know, I came on board after the last director left, and that wasn't something that they were planning on, obviously. I'm not sure she was planning on it until it happened. And so some things were in the middle of transition and planning. So I'm picking up where Shelley Burlingmeyer left off, which was a really healthy place. She had a strategic plan looking forward to how the museum was going to move forward. But what the town has asked me to do is to take that and think about better development of our foundation and our relationship with the organization that essentially raises the money to build our exhibits and improve on our programs. And again, more flesh out that cultural arts department and what it actually means. So I've been spending a lot of time thinking about holistic approaches to how people spend time uptown. You know, we have really awesome landmarks and anchors, if you will, that draw people in. So the Children's Discovery Museum and the Normal Theater, the roundabout, you know, that now that spring is here, it's amazing just to sit in my office and look out the window and see how people are using this very small yet very engaging public space to celebrate, well, for a few days there, warmer weather. So, but the direction the town gave me essentially was, we're on a good path. We need to stay on this path, but we just need to find better ways to seek out revenue, like all municipalities, and how to improve our relationships in the community so that we continue to deliver good educational programs to our schools, to our homeschools, and to our visitors, and just think, you know, the vision of where we go in the next 10 years.
Full disclosure, when I'm not on the radio, I'm probably at the museum. I have two kids under the age of five. We're there all the time. And the exhibits themselves are in pretty good shape. You know, you've wander around. But I'm sure there's an itch to add new things to it. A lot of the exhibits there have been there for a few years. Where do you see opportunities and needs to make physical changes to exhibits themselves within the museum?
When the town and the foundation partnered up over 13 years ago, the foundation raised over $3 million to build all of the core exhibits. Many of them are still there in the building, which speaks to their high-quality structure because over a million kids have played with those things, and they still have a lot of life left in them. When I walk through, I see our newer things like My Big Backyard, which, you know, PNC, thank you very much for being such a good supporter of helping us fund that. But next door is a medical exhibit that has already gone through a couple of changes. We have a portion of it now that's been turned into this free space for building with the blue blocks, if you've been in the Imagination Playground, as we call it. That used to be part of a medical exhibit, and our medical exhibit is now essentially the the south end of that space, and it's so loved. Kids love being in there. The dentist chair, doing the operation board, watching the skeleton on the bicycle, making your, you know, hearing your drum, your heartbeat through the drum. All of those things are really fun, and the kids play with it really hard. And it is one of our original exhibits, and so it probably needs the most attention. Luckily, again, it was really well made, and our doctors in concert over the years, that event has raised money to buy things, to make repairs, to enhance it, and we have done that very well, but I think we're reaching the point now where we need to start getting serious about where that space goes next. And it would be a medical exhibit, but how is it going to look? How are we going to pay for that? Those are things that we're really looking at right now.
What about the Ag-mazing exhibit, that agricultural-themed space on the second floor of the museum? I think your predecessor was working on some sort of fundraising campaign, maybe even toward the tail end of her tenure there at the museum. What is kind of the status of that fundraising campaign? Is that something you're going to continue or start anew in some way?
You know, it's interesting that story got out into the community because there was a side conversation that was happening during one of the board meetings. And I don't know that the intention was to start a campaign per se just for that exhibit. I think it was acknowledging that that is an area that will need some attention, and that there are opportunities within the community for fundraising that are very interested in helping tell the story of agriculture to children. But at this point, it's not priority number one, because it still looks really good, and it was really well made, and it's not as old as the medical exhibit.
Some people may perceive the museum as being a strictly town-funded only operation. They see it as part of the town of Normal, so they think, oh, mm-hmm. That's just, you know, it's like a Parks and Rec thing. Town pays the whole bill. But if you wander around the museum, you see, you know, plaques and signage all over the place that say, like, you know, this is privately funded by so-and-so, and therefore. Can you talk a little bit more about kind of the role of private dollars in the museum's future? I mean, you yourself, you come from a fundraising background at the McLean County Museum of History.
Well, it's not unlike Illinois State University or WGLT or many other entities that have a public support system that is not its whole support, right? There has to be this other element of the community willing something to be. We want it. We're going to pay for it beyond what traditionally has funded something. So when the Children's Discovery Museum was looking to grow over a decade ago, they shopped around. They talked with the City of Bloomington. They talked with the Airport Authority. They talked with the Town of Normal, County of McLean. Where could we grow? Where would it make sense? And so the Town of Normal said, yes, we think you could grow here, and we'd like you to be the centerpiece of our new uptown. At the time, it was downtown. And so the town said, what if we built the building and we took on the staffing cost? What would that mean for the foundation? And they said, it would be awesome. It means that we could focus on the exhibits in the heart of the museum. And that's what they did. And they raised over $3 million at the time to build the exhibits and buy the furniture and pretty much turn that building from a shell into what it is today. So it is not just town-owned and operated. The town is the biggest benefactor, if you will, for the Children's Discovery Museum, but the foundation still remains the heart and soul of what makes it special. And we're lucky to have the town and have them take on that major cost of building the building, keeping it operating, and paying the staff. The staff is a huge cost, but of course that's what you need to operate a facility and have it open the way it is and have it operate at the high level that people have come to expect. So it's a partnership. It absolutely is. And we need the philanthropy and the sponsorships and the grants to keep that other piece of the museum working.
This is GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm here with Beth Wissman, the new director of Normal's Cultural Arts Department and the Children's Discovery Museum in Uptown Normal. Well, let's pivot to the other side of your job, the cultural arts. The Uptown Normal area has seen a lot of new things related to the arts in the last few years, from Make Music Normal, the Uptown Circle music performances, even the opening of the University Gallery. gallery space just kind of down the street from where you are. So what about the cultural arts part of the job interested you as you were kind of going through the process of getting this job?
I've been a fan of the Normal Theater since almost the day I moved to town. You can't miss it. The idea that it has a whole new life. Film is still the number one draw for the Normal Theater by far, but it has other uses and other elements that kind of add to the quality of the Uptown experience, the appeal, you know, just even the photo op itself, you know, of the marquee is so cool, especially for Route 66 traffic that's coming through the community. That's a great stop-off place for that. But what interested me was being something bigger. The Children's Discovery Museum is a landmark, is a destination for the Uptown. The Normal Theater is in itself a destination and a landmark, but how do we take these pieces and bring them together as this whole that it becomes an Uptown destination beyond just retail, just entertainment, just education? It's bigger than that, and it's reflective of our larger community and what we want to invest in, what we value, and how we can work together with private and public to make something successful. And the idea that the arts and that culture, humanities, and science can make that happen, it's really exciting. And not even knowing exactly how it's going to work into the future, right? That's also really exciting. I don't want all the answers. Why are we here if we know all the answers, right? There are partnerships yet to be explored. There are events that can grow that we're really excited about, and there are probably events we don't even know about yet that could come to life in the next few years simply because we're willing to approach it this way and think about it in that holistic way.
Yeah, and you mentioned that word holistic a couple times now. What is an example of something that is maybe taking advantage of this holistic approach to the pieces that you have in front of you?
Sure. I mean, there are several of them. So you look at Make Music Normal. That's probably our most recent addition, and we do math and music education in the Children's Museum. We go into the plaza, the newly named Mark R. Peterson Plaza. We do activities outside to engage people from the museum's perspective, but we also are working with the Normal Theater. We're working with other venues that we essentially create, you know, not just the roundabout, but other stages that Adam Fox is helping design and bring together to make that Uptown space this participatory musical experience that also brings in retail and also brings in just an awareness of the space in our community and how we can use it very differently with all of those entities still involved. So that's been a huge success. It's only going to keep growing. This year, it seems like all of the vendors we've talked to, the retailers, and of course the main landmarks that are participating are doing it bigger and better.
The Normal Town Council and town administration generally have historically been pretty supportive of the arts. I think that's safe to say.
Yes.
I mean, were that to change, though, in future iterations of the council or even just in a tougher budget environment like the town of Normal is already facing at this point, how would you make that case for the value of the arts?
My argument for the town and for the public is, you know, how we celebrate the things that make us unique, the things that give us something positive or bright in the darkest times. That's the arts. And whether that's theater or music or performance, dance, whether that's art in the most traditional sense of viewing or in learning, that's important and it's valuable. And we're not going to ever be the entity that funds the arts as a community. The town is never going to be that. But it can certainly use its resources to enhance, you know, the infrastructure, for instance, the Children's Discovery Museum, the Normal Theater, the Uptown, in the best way possible. It draws in, we have 140,000 people a year who come through the Children's Discovery Museum. They're experiencing art and culture when they do that. We know that there are, I forget what the number is, but it's something like 40,000 people a year who are traveling Route 66 from around the world who, yes, are going to land in Uptown Normal because I'm going to make sure they do. because the town's invested in heritage tourism, which is part of arts and culture, through the Sprague Station on Route 66. There are economic reasons that make sense. There are philosophical reasons that make sense. And there are, to use the word again, holistic health reasons to invest in these things. This is what makes us normal. And without the very things we've been listing today, we could be any town USA.
Do you think that Uptown Normal needs another performance space of some kind of a home for indoor live music and performances? The Normal Theater has a stage.
It does, but it's
not huge, and there's not much of like a backstage.
It has challenges.
It has challenges.
So do a lot with the place, though. We really do.
Yeah. You've got the Vaudeville Mondays. You've got a lot going on there. Is there a need or an opportunity for maybe a larger live performance indoor space in Uptown Normal?
Well, I would sure love to see that, but I don't think it's going to come from the public sector. That's going to have to be driven by the private sector or some serious effort for fundraising. It's not on my immediate radar by any means, but especially when you start talking about restaurants and bars and hotels and again, adding to that larger picture of what the Uptown is, performance space draws crowds. It draws foot traffic and people and business. So that would be lovely. I would love to see it. And I would go a step further to say I would love to see a collaborative performance space. We have some opportunities that are out there as we're looking at what's going on with the plaza, as we're looking at what happens with Trail East, and what's happening on the other side of that. Who knows what developers would consider down the road? Again, nothing on the immediate radar, but I'd love to see that. I just don't think it's in the cards right now, and I think it's going to take private money to get it done.
That's Beth Wissman, the new director of Normal's Cultural Arts Department and the Children's Discovery Museum in Uptown Normal. I'm Ryan Denham.
The annual Doctors in Concert is coming up tomorrow night from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at the Doubletree in Bloomington. It's a fundraiser for the Children's Discovery Museum. Find listings for theater, concerts, movies, and more on the community page of WGLT.org.